You know, it's worse than any dystopia that movie you've ever seen, to be honest with you. For real. All the small dystopian movies are just a piece of the whole pie. The dystopian movies were just little pockets that you don't know about. You don't know about them putting nanobots in your body. You don't know about them turning you into a 5G antenna, and there's a patent on it. Electrical engineering patent on it. You don't know about them poisoning all your food. You don't know about them taking engine oil, like seed oil, and turn it into food when it's just oil for engines. So you're eating engine oil. You don't know about them you don't know about Fidelity stealing money from you. Your 401k, you don't know about that until you check in. They're not going to tell you. Their little fine print, they ain't going to tell you. You don't know about the investments, so-called, stealing pennies from a million people. You don't know about them making stuff that breaks down every so often instead of letting it last. You know, even Elon Musk designed his cars to break down at 300,000 or something. They could run a million miles. I guess nothing could probably run a million miles, but they set it up to where it breaks down before it could, it should, or would be able to last, you know. You don't know about the subliminals. You don't know about the MK Ultra. You don't know about the psychological warfare. You don't know about the censorship, this shadow banning. You don't know about the fake UFO thing. You don't know about the drama, the Draco Ma. You don't know about the archons ruling this place. Why? Look, if a preacher went to seminary school, and he didn't learn Greek. The Archons, the Cosmocrators in Ephesians 6, he didn't learn Greek. He spent 4 or 5 years in seminary and never learned any Greek. You don't know about the colleges just diverting you and the high schools and all the school systems not telling you the whole truth. They're just a diversion to keep you as a worker bee. You don't know about all the undertable stuff going on. There's a sheriff in the news recently was using the fireman, you know how you donate to the fireman, using that money to buy tractors and houses and land and millions of dollars of farming equipment. You don't know about that because there's so much you can't read it all. You don't know about people trying to poison you at work, people trying to poison you when you go to the restaurant, the psychopaths, the sociopaths. You don't know that there's 450 psychopaths on the highway right now, they say. At any given moment in the United States, there's 450 psychopaths going down the highway, like the truck stops and the rest areas. You don't know about Bayesian statistics unless you took math and how everything's run on that, the forecasting and all. You don't know about the CIA being doing stuff that's illegal. You don't know about the dealerships pulling you in with a sales pitch that they've perfected over 50 years. They've learned how to speak and say, and they learn what most people will adapt to. It's called future faking, and it's called gaslighting. $10,000 off this car, but it's $5,000 above retail, suggested retail. You don't know when you take your car in, they switch parts out. If they need a radiator and they got one that's leaking, they'll just take yours out and put another one in. You have to go back and say, "Hey, my radiator's leaking." You don't put one plus one is equal. You can't imagine that the dealership would do something that way. Do something that crazy. Take your car in to get it tuned up. They got a radiator that's in another car that's leaking, and while you're getting your car tuned up, they take yours out, put it in the other one, and put that one in yours, and then you go and you say, "Hey, my radiator," and then you go back and they redo it again. They just keep repeating the process. You don't know about the indoctrination that they start children at to pull them into insanity. You don't know about the trauma bond. You're not you didn't go to school for psychology. You don't know about the narcissistic trauma bond, the gaslighting, and the dopamine hits. You don't know about that. All the tricks that the devil can come up with against your spirit, your soul, and your body. There's so many of them, the chemtrails, the fake doctors, the fake nurses, the fake nutritionists, the fake people online that are, say they're giving you insight from the Pleiadians. Buy this book, buy this cassette. Oh, and the people who follow the, what do they call them things? Palm readers. The palm readers and the, what's the other thing where they use the cards? The tarot cards. The gossip, the backbiting, the lies, the fake reality that's being spread. Your spouse going around saying things that you didn't need, that you're like, where did that come from? The division. Family members trying to divide you against other family members that nothing, something that never happened because they're trying to isolate you. All these games, all these mental, emotional, psychological, spiritual, all these games being played on you. YouTube, Yahoo, all the news feeds coming in, all of it. CNN, Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS, they're all playing games. And you don't even, and here's a big one, you don't even know that there's an attack on the, the patriarchy. There's an attack on the Bible, but it's really an attack on the men. And the matriarch, there's a battle going on under your nose that you don't even know about. The matriarchy versus the patriarchy. But God speaks through the man, and people hate that. If all the battles that were going on, if I could pick one out of all of them, which is the greatest, is that one. And it's right under your nose. You're raised around it. Your mama, your aunt, they're in it. That's what the witchcraft is. They're trying to usurp. They're trying to marry into the rich ones and listen in and take over the finances and Jezebel their way to control. Seriously. I'm not even joking. My hand is on the Bible. When I say that, my mental Bible under my hand right now, that is the major battle of this reality, and it goes back to Genesis 3. And it goes back to the devil trying to usurp God because people hate authority. And they think they can do it better than somebody else, and then when they get in there, they crash and burn. For real. You think this is a joke? It's not a joke. not a joke. It's not a joke. It's so sad, you almost wish it was a joke. Monsanto's, we forgot about them, didn't we? What about all the chemicals and all these companies and all these people making these patents, that chemicals that are killing you, the cleaning supplies, all the chemicals are set up to kill you, to make you weak. The sugar in all the food and the way they stock the aisles, the way they do the stocking on the aisles, the way they squeeze money out of you. The way they squeeze the dime out of everything that you do. The political parties behind the scenes are buddies, buddies. Buddy, buddy. And they're buddies. And they're buddy, buddy behind the scene. And not only that, the lawyers. You go to divorce court and the lawyers are buddies. They go out to, they pretend to be enemies in the courtroom, and then they go out to the bar and they're sitting there having a beer together, talking about how much money they made off of those two idiots that got a divorce. Two idiots that got married and then got a divorce, not knowing the statistics and not testing the water. On and on and on.